You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Welcome to the show. It's Monday the 16th of February. You're listening to House Music News Weekly, so let's find out what's going on around the world. Electro sensation Justice has been in the news lately for their recent escapades with coke. No, not the drug. The French duo has teamed up with soft drink giants Coca-Cola for a special limited edition bottle. Helped by So Me, the man responsible for the label Ed Banger's cover art, Justice set out to decorate the bottle, and the end result is a rather funky and colourful artwork with the words Do the Dance displayed in yellow and blue upon the traditional red coke background. But that's not all. The bottle will also glow in the dark. The new design will hit clubs later in the year. Now it seems Deadmau5 is never short of making headlines. This time news is that he's been chosen exclusively to effectively headline a new iPhone app. Called TouchMix, the program will allow users to work their iPhone, much like conventional mixing software featuring two decks, volume, speed effects and crossfader controls. The application comes with 10 preloaded tracks, all produced by the progressive DJ himself. At the moment, it's not possible to load your own tracks, as the existing ones have been edited to work with the software, but perhaps in future releases. TouchMix is available for iPhone and iTouch, and can be found in the iTunes store for a reasonable £1.79. Now, nominees for this year's International Dance Music Awards have been announced. Included in the 51 category list is David Guetta for Best House Track, Eric Prydz for Best Underground Dance Track, Deadmau5 and Cascade for Best Progressive House Track, Laidback Luke for Best Breakthrough DJ, and Carl Cox for Best Global DJ. You can get voting for the Best of 2008 at the IDMA website. The address is a bit long, so search IDMA Awards in Google and you'll see where you need to go. The winners will be announced at Miami's Winter Music Conference on the 26th of March. Having just celebrated his 43rd birthday, the French DJ and producer Laurent Garnier is showing no signs of slowing, officially announcing that his fifth artist album is dropping in May. Titled Tales of a Kleptomaniac, the album covers a wide variety of styles, including house, drum and bass, and the rapidly growing dubstep. An EP is set for release next month to whet your taste buds, and a tour showing the same name begins on the 13th of March. The album will hit stores on the 11th of May. Now, the Isle of Wight's Best a Medium-Sized Festival in 2005, 6 and 7, Bestival, has announced its lineup for 2009. DJs include Errol Alkin, Rob DeBank, Annie Mac, Scratch Perverts and Giles Peterson. They feature alongside Candy Staten, Roots Maneuver and PJ Harvey. In previous years, the festival featured some big names, including Underworld, The Orb, Chemical Brothers, Royxop and Fatboy Slim. The party begins July 24th and tickets start from £45 for a day and go up to £130 for a camping weekend. For more info, head over to campfestival.net. Now, Germany's Time Warp, now in its 15th year, has also released its lineup for this April. The 15,000 person capacity event will see the likes of Carl Cox, Laurent Garnier, Josh Wink, Ricardo Villalobos and Sven Varth take to the decks. Including stage performances, the night begins around 8pm on April the 4th and isn't set to stop until well into the afternoon the next day. Now, the dance magazine Mixmag is arranging buses to travel from London to Mannheim, where Time Warp takes place, so if you have a spare £180, check out their website at mixmag.net for details. That includes two nights accommodation, otherwise tickets are £48. Now, the popular social network Facebook has been centre of a scam claiming the electro DJs Daft Punk were to perform a secret gig in Shanghai, China last Friday. The supposed one-off performance, named Daft Hidden, did manage to sell tickets, although exactly how many isn't known. According to the page, you bought a ticket and the location of the show was revealed by text message on the day of the performance. Of course, the night has now been and gone, but Daft Punk's PR still released a statement saying the duo haven't any plans for DJing anytime soon. A few weeks ago, we reported that Berlin's new club, Dice, was to open last weekend. Unfortunately, the newly converted power station suffered from flooding and wasn't able to open as planned. The club had this to say on their website. Due to technical problems, we have tons of water in the basement, so we have to skip our parties this weekend. We actually were very much looking forward to present you the main floor of our club, but we have to cancel all parties this week. We will update you ASAP when the problem is solved. So it looks like the wait continues. The opening party would have featured Octave One, Fabrice Ligg, Spirit Catcher, and a guy called Gerald. And that's all for this week. Remember, as always, you can subscribe to this podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.